Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk About Real Relationships, where we challenge the status quo in relationships and raise the bar on how we do them. I'm your host, Judy Graybill. Before we get started, I do want to thank the listeners who have already tuned into my past episode. I really appreciate that. And to anybody new tuning in, if you like what I share, feel free to share this episode with your friends and stuff. So I've been talking about love hormones and how it can cause love blindness. And so tune into the last show for that. And we're continuing upon that today. And I thought I'd extend that to talk about love addiction. So I already have a couple callers, so I'm going to go directly to see what my callers have to say. Okay, caller number one, ending in 6063, you're on the air. Are you there? Because I can't hear you.
No, because I did not press one.
Okay, well, apparently you found the one button. So.
I guess so, but that's great. So are you here? This is Gigi, the storyteller. Are you hearing any feedback at all?
No feedback, just you.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I have like three phones just to be doing what I'm doing right now. I have one phone recording me on Instagram Live. Hello, everybody. And then I have another phone so I could watch myself on Instagram when people tune in. And then I have another phone where I'm listening to you. So that's amazing.
Wow, that's some setup.
I've been doing this such a long time. I'd be old school with it.
Nice. So the topic today is real love or addicted love. And the thing with the love hormones is that it's a real thing. They get released in our bloodstream, you know, when we're in love. It's the physical touch. We get it when we're petting our pets or and other humans, people that we care about. And so it really does, it produces that euphoric feeling and that bliss. So, and that's a positive thing. It's supposed to be there. It's the way we're made. But it bonds us to that person. So, and when that relationship is healthy, when that person is healthy, then that's a positive relationship and it goes on and we're all happy. And that's, you know, those are the more successful relationships we hear about. But when that person has some hidden trauma that they're not even aware of, and it gets triggered after you've been dating them a while, it could be a few months down the road, or it could be a few years down the road, something gets triggered in them. And it could be you, it could be an outside event, it could be another person, it could be life events, all kinds of things could trigger that. And then it causes them to shut down. I mean, it can manifest in so many different ways. It could be how they treat you. It could be just that they aren't able to process their emotions. And then it becomes more of an unhealthy love. So a love addiction is when you actually cannot release that person. You're already bonded to that person. So if they go awry, so to speak, to put it mildly, it's not as easy to give them up because we're always wanting to get them back to how they were in the beginning, or we think that this is a temporary thing. And I started to talk about this last week, but this week it's more about the addicted love. And Gigi, you have experience. I have another caller. Can I put her on the air at the same time?
Sure. Just open up that happy face
I'm going to try. Okay, so caller 4154, you are also on the air. So,
and I think
you either,
also
so what are your
too.
Thoughts?
I told you I have two phones open.
Yes.
It's me.
Okay, so do you have a story to share about addicted love, healthy love, wounded love?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm grateful that I'm not a part of being addicted to unhealthy love. Toxic love, and I'm grateful for that, but I have seen it through many other experiences with people. And, I mean, you know me, everything begins, like, at childhood and probably, like, in the womb. So when you are growing up and you really haven't had that proper foundation of love and feeling that love, or maybe you have been brought up in a family where they didn't hug one another. So you're missing that type of emotional yum-yum like you was talking about, you know, when you're petting your pet, your dog or your cat or whatever, and you start getting those happy, happy feelings. And then when it's missing, of course, you're always going to be trying to be in search of it. And then many times when you kind of see a mimic part of it, and it may be in somebody, and then you become addicted because you need and want that love. And you make your mind feel like it is love. And then some people get attached to people because they don't have anybody else. They feel like, and no matter how bad they treat you, they can be narcissistic, not treat you very well, but you are still attached to them. And that is not in a bad state that you should be in, because love is love. Love is so many things. It should never be toxic. It should never be like you're living in bondage, or you feel like you need to be with this person, or you're trying to fill a hole in your life being with this person, and that's not the person that you should be with. And you convince yourself, I love this person, but if you really go deep in it, you really truly don't.
It could be like a fear of being alone, or a fear of not having anybody. And so that is kind of like what I call loving from a void, because if we're not able to generate, if we just don't feel love within ourselves, for ourselves, by ourselves, when we're by ourselves, and just in general, then we need to get that from other people, right? Because love is a human need. To be loved, to feel love, to express that love, that is a basic human need that we all have, every human being. So if we can't get that in ourselves, by ourselves, then we're going to try to get that from somebody else. So we have to... because we have to feel that, because it is a need to feel that love. So if we can't get it within ourselves, because we feel that disconnection from who we really are, or
I also
think that
it
could be
just a little drop of it, you know, just a little drop of this perceived love, and you're doing whatever they say, and this person is telling you, nobody's going to love you like I love you. Nobody's going to treat you. So it's feeding on the issues and the problems, that void, as you say, that are already there.
Yes.
So,
yes. And then, you know, when you see the red flags and they're happening, and our emotions and our intellect are like two different animals, right? I mean, they're really not connected. The thing is, if you're, and I've been in these, so like I am speaking with some experience here, as well as in some of my clients, that the thing is, you can see it and you can tell yourself, you can intellectualize it, right? You can know intellectually that this is not healthy or that there's red flags, but actually changing or actually dropping that person is a lot harder. It's not as easy to just let that person go if they're unhealthy, because our emotions, because we're attached. And that's exactly what the addiction is. It's just like, the word addiction, I mean, is a tough word because it has a negative connotation, and people think of like the same addiction with drugs, but the love hormones are kind of like a drug. And that's actually what the point is of this episode. It's physical, it's chemical, and it's emotional as well as intellectual. So that's why it's really hard to let that person go. Caller ending in 4154, you are on the air. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I think that's me, Judy.
Oh, okay. It is you. I saw a caller dropped, and I wasn't sure. Okay, so do you have any more thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I just want people to remember that love is pure, and it should not come with any anxieties attached along with it. It should not come with fear, you know, fear of this person walking away, or, you know, even though honestly you're not getting a true essence of what love is, because I know that love should be reciprocal, and it should not be in a I'm using you kind of a way. And being addicted to love, it could be a good thing. You know, they even made a song, I'm Addicted to Love. You know, you can be addicted to love, the pureness that it has. Yeah, but if you're on the other spectrum to where, you know, you're getting over childhood trauma, and this person just gives you like a drop of what you think is love, and they make you feel good. They give you compliments, you know. You begin to get like kind of set up, so you can't, it is a drug. Then you go into like someone, this is how they get addicted to drugs. The drug dealer gives them a little bit,
yeah,
you know, and gives them the best there is. So I believe that's the same thing with this type of addictive love and holding on to something that's not really good for you, but you think it is, you perceive it is, because that's all you know. So they do
right.
have you addicted.
Like you
yeah?
said, it's all you know, because that's actually one of the challenges. It's one of the challenges when you've had previous dysfunctional relationships, or you've grown up in, especially if you've grown up in a really dysfunctional household. If like one of your parents were an alcoholic, or there was codependency at home and you just didn't recognize it, that you process that as real love. So then when you're having that experience as an adult with your partner, you don't necessarily recognize that it's not love. You don't necessarily recognize that it's unhealthy. All right. Well, I have another caller and I only have a minute left. Caller ending in 2714, you are on the air for the last 55 seconds. Do you have a thought? She might not know you're on the air. 2714. All right, well, maybe you don't know you're live. But anyways, we only have like less than a minute left. So I just want to thank you, Gigi, for tuning in and calling in, sharing your wisdom with us, because you always have some wisdom and story to share, and that always gives us more to think about and take home. And really, this short segment is really about planting seeds so people have something to think about. Nobody's going to change overnight, but you have to actually, you need to understand something first and foremost, and then it takes time to process that. And that's what I want to do with this segment. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next week. Have a great day.